Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The Chicago Blackhawks go for something they haven't done in a while. Earn wins in back-to-back nights as they host Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins here at the United Center. A spirited shootout victory in Dallas last night put the Hawks in position to get back into the hunt for a playoff spot tonight. And though the Pens have been here waiting for the Hawks to get home, the momentum from last night's win can't be denied on the part of the Hawks. So game on for the Hawks here tonight against Pittsburgh. Hi again, everyone. John Lineman along with Steve Conroyd and Charlie Romeliotis. We're back home. We're back at the United Center where tonight the Blackhawks will take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Lizotte, who's been on IR, returns to the lineup tonight. It takes this opening draw and we're underway. Pens control Wotherspoon at the Pittsburgh blue line. Got the line, Shea put it over. A shot from the left point. That's off the stick of Jack St. Ivan. He turned away. Then the rebound, they score. The aforementioned Anthony Mantha shovels it home, and Pittsburgh takes a 1-0 lead. Letang hands it over to Russ, left circle Hawk zone. He shoots and scores. A bang-bang play. Sidney Crosby took a pass from Letang and worked his way into the Hawk zone and found Brian Rust all alone in the left circle, and he beats Knight over the left shoulder. 2-0 Penguin. Anthony Mantha put it to the doorstep. Brazo shoots and scores. This goes through the pads of Spencer Knight. Good net front presence by the Penguins. They've been working hard all game. They now lead 3-0. Shea to Russ, the right circle, fires a shot, he scores! Spencer Knight looked like he got a good look at this shot, but it must have hit some part of his equipment and kind of bled through him into the back of the Hawk net. It's 4-0 Pittsburgh. Puck rolls free through the feet of Noel Achari. Now Achari's going to go with Connor Murphy. They drop the mitts along the near boards. Hawksville, Murphy swings a left, and he partially catches Achari, who then ties up Murphy and swings with a left as well. And then Murphy throws a couple of left hands. Achari puts a bear hug on Murphy, and they both go down to the ice. Kaiser drops it off Lafferty. Now a Foligno in front. Should he score? Welcome back to the lineup, Captain Nick Foligno. What a move, what a bang. The Hawks are on the board, trailing 4-1. Roivanen along the left boards to Kindle, left circle, put it out in front. They score. It's Justin Brazo. For a big man, he showed some tremendous hands there and some great stick work. He was able to take the puck and go from forehand to backhand and do a little pivot. And he put it past Arvid Soderblom. It just barely went over the goal line, but it counts. Power play goal, 5-1 Penguins. The Pens are back up ice into the Hawks zone. Dewar fires, he scores from the left wing circle. Connor Dewar takes a handoff and fired it past Arvid Soderblom, who was screened on this shot.
It's the hat trick.
I believe this was tipped on the way through.
I think it was. Justin Brazo leading the charge. That shot, the high riser by Dewar, and might have even gone off of, no, it did. It went off of Brazo's stick.
So 6-1 is the score. Kaiser with a shot from the left point. He scores! Hits the end boards and bounces back off the goaltender, Shelofs, and goes back into the Penguin net. And Wyatt Kaiser now takes the lead among Blackhawk defensemen in goal scoring. And that's also a career high in points for Wyatt Kaiser. Makes the score 6-2. Lizotte got it back, put it out to the right point. Long shot from there. They score! And Noel Achari is going to get credit for this goal. This puck hit the end boards. And Achari was cruising in front of the Hawk net. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Picked up the rebound and shot it past Soderblom. 7-2 Pens. Juzy, he hasn't quit playing. He tried to get to the puck, and he does. He shoots. He scores!
Wow.
And is this going to count? The green light is on behind the Penguin net, as is the red light on an otherwise dismal night. Tyler Bertuzzi.
Oh, that's a goal.
Scoring the last goal of the game. And the crowd that has stayed, the fans that have stayed, were witness to something you don't see very often. A buzzer-beating goal. And I know that the boys are not too happy with the way this one ended. Pittsburgh wins tonight 7-3. But as I said, Tyler Bertuzzi in the waning seconds, he hasn't quit playing. He played right to the end, and good for him. Maybe that sets an example for some of these younger Chicago Blackhawk players.